Hello and welcome back to Chai with Jai and I, a series of conversations about the stuff you might be thinking but not talking about. Welcome back if you are a series one listener of the podcast, and a big hello to you all or any newcomers on it here. This is Kath speaking, by the way. Me and Jai are social distancing, so she's not in the room right now. I'm recording this little intro for you all. We thought we would come back a little earlier and casual than expected, given the current state of the world, because in case you missed it, we are in the middle of a global pandemic. It's been a hard few months adjusting to the new normal for the foreseeable future. There's a little buzzword for you. With lots of us losing our jobs, being isolated from friends, worried about family, losing all lack of control that we thought we might have had over the world. It's a lot, to say the least. But don't fret, Jai and I are here to give an attempt at cracking some lighthearted fun back into your life. I mean, living room, with a weekly ISO episode, doing what we do best, talking crap about topics, pop culture, and current curiosities, or maybe just updating you on our new Sims character that we created that week. Who knows? Not us. But here we are, going to zoom it out anyway and hope to keep ourselves entertained. That's right, this isn't about you, it's about us and our boredom. So strap in for a lot of nothingness, we hope you enjoy it. P.S. Stay the fuck at home. Just a little disclaimer, as we are obviously doing this episode on Zoom, due to the fact that we can't be in the same room and yada yada yada, need I explain no more. So the sound quality is not the best. We're trying, we're working it out, so please bear with us. If you have any tips as well, let us know, because we're rookies when it comes to techie things.
Recording.
We are back earlier than expected in a really weirdly casual sense, because in case you've been living under a rock, there's a global pandemic going on.
You know, it's been a month today.
What, since this started?
Since I haven't, yeah.
But it's weird. For some reason, days are going really quickly for me.
Bro, I wake up, I aim to wake, okay, it was easier before daylight saving finished, because I'd wake up at like I usually wake up every morning at 6 a.m. or 5:55 to go gym, but because I'm not anymore, I will like try and wake up at like 10:30, and then I'll get out of bed, and so my day goes like 4 hours.
Yeah, see, I'm usually a really early riser, but I've been struggling so hard to get up early, especially I'm injured at the moment, so I'm not really exercising like I usually would, and usually like going to the gym or going to a class like gets me out of the house like super early, and because I'm like, oh, I'm gonna be stuck in the house all day, I just like don't get out of bed even though I want to, and then by the time I've like done the things, it's like 1 o'clock, and then I do some work, and then it's like 5, and I'm like, okay, there's another day gone.
But then I feel like I've been so productive because I'm like, it's 7:30, that's good, but I'm also like, what have I done? Nothing.
Yeah, we're going to bring you a few weeks episodes to get you guys through. Don't know how we're going to get you through. We're not that entertaining and we're a bit stupid. But we're going to attempt. If anything, we're just amusing ourselves here. So
100%.
Yeah, like, that's just really all that's happening. If you decide to listen,
whether this airs or not, it's purely for ourselves. It's
purely because we are bullshit listeners. Yeah, we're going to bring you a few episodes of Chai with Jai and I, ISO edition. don't fucking laugh at me. I'm trying here. Go on. You fucking give your 2 cents. Go on, Jai. Give us a intro. What are we doing?
So, what?
What's your intro? What are we doing? Why are we here?
Well, I'm here now, aren't I? I've got nothing else to do, Kath.
Yeah, okay, true. You're stuck.
Yeah, let me shut my doorway.
Oh my god. Just a side note, Jai, as per usual, decides when we start to record to eat something, move around, go to the toilet,
the dog again. I got a new dog, so.
Yeah, okay. Well, then on that question, it has been, how long has it been? It's been like 3 months since we recorded an episode, since we ended. Has it been 3 months? It has been 3 months. It's been more than 3 months. You're not even listening to me because of the dog.
Yeah.
So what has happened in the past 3 to 4 months that we haven't been recording our podcast?
I got a dog.
This is true. What else has been happening? Tell us about the dog. You've wanted a dog for a while.
So, okay. Hey, wait. He just keeps... Do you want me to just... I'll just leave the door open for you. Is that what you want? No. So, I got a dog with the dog. So, I've grown up with, like, Dobermans my whole life. And I, since our last Doberman, I would have been, like, 13. Again, probably 13. And then we didn't have a dog. And then Mum came home with a poodle, Bailey, whom I love to death. But, like, he's not, like, a real dog. And I just really...
I love poodle.
Not cat. Yeah, but come on. Bailey is, like...
He's so cute.
He's like a teddy bear. He's not like, I can't go to the park and play with him because he's not a dog. But so I just have been like toying around with the idea like for ages, being like, I'll just do it. Like, I'll just do it. And then one day I messaged a breeder out of pure boredom because she had like the most stunning bloodline. And she was like, yeah, I'm having a litter in October. And I was like, done. So I just got a fucking dog.
And you didn't even tell your mum.
No. And Mum was away in Tasmania when I brought him home for 3 days. And then when she came home, I was like, she couldn't say I hadn't told her because I'd told her. But I hadn't really told her, you know what I mean?
I was like, her. You just were like,
I'm no, I know.
This. And she was like,
no. Yeah, I kept being like, I'm getting a dog. I'm getting a Doberman. She was like, shut up. And I was like, I'm okay, but you can't say I haven't told you. And so she came to the door and I was like, I'll write a little note on him. So I wrote a little poster and it was like, I'm sorry, Grandma, please don't hate Jai Jai. And she, like, I was carrying him, and I remember she opened the door, and she was like, what? No, this is not funny. And then she looked at him, and she was like, he's very beautiful. And the rest is history. She was very angry, but it's our favourite breed, so she really didn't have a leg to stand on. I mean, she does, but...
The dog stayed.
The dog is staying.
The dog is here to stay.
And it's been 4 months now, so. But yeah.
You got a dog.
Wait.
That's kind of the main crux.
Yeah, honestly. I mean.
The dog has been a lot. It's been a lot. It's taken up a lot.
Yeah, honestly. But yeah. And that's, what else is new?
I mean, we're in a global pandemic. Let's just address the elephant in the room.
Well, what's new with you first?
What, before this?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. I don't know. Like, a lot, but a little. Like, you know that feeling of, like, oh, lots, but nothing?
Yeah.
That's how mm-hmm. I feel.
You're like, not a lot. Been home for a full month, so.
Yeah, I can't remember life before.
Yeah.
I couldn't sit in a park. That was illegal.
I know.
No, what was I doing before? I was doing a lot of random shit. What was I doing, Jai? Like, what?
I honestly don't doing a lot. No, honestly, I think you took some time out.
Oh, yeah, God, yeah. I took it's been that long since we haven't recorded an episode. Yeah. I took a full month off Instagram.
Work, essentially,
which now seems stupid because I took a whole month off work. Because I was like, I need a month off. And then 2 months later, we're all made redundant. So that's amazing.
Yeah.
I predicted that. But no, I took a month off Instagram. It was actually so great. I thought that I would, like, in the first week have, like, withdrawals or, like, I don't know, feel like a sense of, like, adjusting or something. But honestly, the day I turned it off, I've never felt more just, like, like I could breathe. Like it was so weird. Yeah. I prolonged, like I had a date to go back on and I like prolonged it as long as possible. I just like really enjoyed not being on there, not comparing myself to people, not feeling the need to like, I think as well, because I work on there, I always feel the need to like be a good fucking internet kid and like produce some sort of content and like do something cool or post something cool or get a certain amount of likes or I don't know. And like, I just didn't have that. I didn't have to post. I didn't have to think about posting. I didn't have to like pretend to be interesting on my stories when really all I do is sit at home. Yeah, it was really great. And I think it helped getting back on. You do realize you kind of just like forget pretty quickly and you just go back into old patterns. But I think it has, it did give me a sense of like, I have control over it rather than it has control over me. And I feel like it also forced me to focus on things and think about things outside of Instagram, which has trickled onto now where like I'm focusing on things in my career that I was always like the plan to focus on or I always wanted to but was distracted by all the time I spent on there. So when I took that away, it actually allowed me to sit and think about the things that I really want. And I've actually like been able to continue to build on them behind the scenes.
Yeah.
It like reminded me of what I want in life.
Yeah.
That was great. That happened. And then.
Sounds like your top.
Huh? You like my top? It's very you. This top is so you.
Yeah. What is this? What is that?
It's a Vinny's men's top.
Oh, I love.
Oh, also, I have a stress fracture in my hip. So right now I have no pants on and there's an ice pack on my hip.
The pants thing, but no ice pack.
No ice pack. So I take my pants off. So yeah, don't overtrain because you end up with a stress fracture, and don't ignore pain in your
same,
body.
Same though.
Yeah, me and Jai are both injured, which is another reason why this podcast is a self-fulfilling prophecy because we both can't do anything. Sit down.
100%.
So yeah, that happened. That's pretty depressing, but that's fine. So let's address the elephant in the room.
Okay.
I know everyone's like making, I feel like everyone's making like content and like podcasts and stuff. And the sentiment is really like, you know, I don't want to talk about COVID, but it's like, you can't not fucking talk about it. Like, I hate this whole, like, I want to be positive and not talk about it. Cause not going to lie, I did that for like a week. And then I was like,
yeah,
you literally can't not talk about it.
I mean,
you can, but I mean like you can't not at least mention the fact that like shit's fucking whack right now.
For me personally I don't think about it too often because I don't think there is much point when there really isn't anything you can do about it apart from stay home and be sensible yourself.
Yeah,
but I think it doesn't feel real. That's how I feel right now. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like, because I have to take my dog out twice a day. Okay, so my situation is I have a mum.
Yeah, how are you feeling? How's your ISO sitch?
So I have a mum who has autoimmune disease and multiple other, problems.
Healthcare. Yeah.
Yeah. So for me, if I do decide to go out and be social, it could be deadly for my mum.
Yeah, deadly, yeah.
Like, yeah. Essentially, yeah, anything I do could be really deadly for my mum. So pretty much since, I think it's been exactly a month today since I've sort of been out or seen anyone. And it was pretty much since that day that she was like, you know, that this is fatal for me if anything happens, that I was like, okay, no, I can't do anything. But yeah. I do have to go to the park like twice a day to walk my dog. Yes. So that's me saying, but in saying that as well, when it's just so weird, like you walk down the street and it's just like, I don't know, you drive and there's no cars on the street, like it doesn't feel real. It feels like you're in a movie.
Yeah, it's like a bad
apocalyptic movie. It is just strange. But in saying that as well, the area I live in, Woollahra, we have the highest cases like in New South Wales. So
in Australia, I'm pretty sure the eastern suburbs is the highest.
Oh really? But yeah. Specifically Woollahra, like the streets I live on have like the highest amount of cases of COVID-19.
Which is pretty scary.
Yeah, but also, again, no one's taking it seriously around here. Like, I usually take my dogs to the park around here because I'm lucky I have 3 parks surrounding my house, literally. Mm. So, but before all this, the parks were empty. Now, all of a sudden, because there's nothing else for anyone to do apart from go to a park, the parks are full. Yeah. Like, people are having picnics and
that's
like
illegal right now. You can't sit.
No. No, but people still do it.
Yes.
And it's so annoying. Like, it makes me so angry. Like, there are tourists from Bondi. Like, there were, like, these, I get it, you're here to have a holiday, whatever, but also...
Yeah, like, but it's not holiday time. Like...
No, but they think they are. And there's, like, this group of, like, tourists from Bondi just, like, kicking around a ball, having a picnic. There would have been 30, 40 of them. And, like, having drinks, like, and... Because we have, like, a dog walking group at 4:30 that, like, we all let our dogs play together.
It's cute.
But we don't stand next to each other or anything, but we were all just so angry because there were these people sitting there just enjoying their time, getting drunk. Like,
it's irritating when everyone else is doing the right thing and, you know, suffering and people lost their jobs and all that sort of stuff. And it's like... It's almost like a big slap in the face when you see people do that because you're like, it feels like wasted time. Everyone else is doing the right thing. And also, I think people are ignorant and don't realize that, like, for some people, this isn't just like an annoying flu that is like impacting their job. It's like life or death.
Yeah. Like, I get it. Like, you're trying to make the most out of your day, but also you're ruining other people's day. Mm. Like, say one of them was kicking us. This is I'm not too paranoid about the whole thing, but for example, he could kick a soccer ball, not look where he's going, run into me, bump me. He could have it. I take it home to my mum.
Yeah, like, totally.
You know what I mean? Like, I just think it's really selfish. But also in saying that, I don't know.
How is your ISO sitch? Is it like, how are you feeling at home? Is it like...
To be really honest, we're really lucky. We have a really beautiful spread out home.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm not religious, but we thank God every day. Like, we are so lucky we're not in a cooped up apartment. And I know a lot of people are in that situation and I couldn't imagine what that's like. So we definitely acknowledge that we are really, really lucky and we don't take that for granted at all. And it's made it a lot easier for us. Like, I have my own space. She has her own space. We have 2 dogs. And honestly, having a puppy has been really interesting.
You have company.
During this time, my mum as a whole, she loves self-isolating anyway.
Yeah.
So fine. I'm going a bit mental because I miss my friends so much.
Yeah.
But as I said, we're really fortunate with the home that we live in and we just make the most of it. I've taken up baking cookies every day, so I literally eat like 12 cookies a day.
I haven't been baking as much as I'd planned. I thought I'd be like a crazy.
I
actually haven't got all the things I wanted to get done. I've been very lazy.
I think that's also how I'm coping as well. I know a lot of people who have written down their list of goals and things they want to do. I didn't do that because I just thought I'm going to let myself have this time to relax. If I want to do it, I'm going to do it. If I don't want to do it, I'm not going to beat myself up about not accomplishing something.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm kind of just taking it day by day and not letting it give me anxiety or get to me. Because I just think, as I said, there's nothing you can do about it. So apart from keep yourself healthy and the people around you, but in terms of the situation.
I feel like at the beginning of this, I was like so anxious. Like, it like really spiraled me and I was like not feeling good at all. Yeah, and it would just like bounce between the anxiety of like the whole lockdown thing and feeling like you can't do things and not having control, not having my things and not being able to see people and get out of the house. And then it turned into like this actual like hypochondriac anxiety of like getting COVID and being like, I don't want to get it. I'm scared of getting it. Like, and I was probably like OCD with washing my hands. And like, if I obviously live in a house of, I think there's five of us. And like, I was getting paranoid about like even touching my siblings because I was like, oh my God, like they've seen their friends and who have their friends seen, and like just freaking out about all that. And then I reckon in the past like 2 weeks, I've probably like simmered a lot and like found acceptance with the situation and found light, because at the end of the day, like, and I'm also lucky, like I am like in our household, we're all allowing each other to have like one person, especially because like all my siblings have partners. Including my dad. So like he sees his girlfriend, Emily sees her boyfriend, Ellen sees her boyfriend, and I have like one person that I see. So that's kind of been helping a little bit. And then as well as that, like I'm quite lucky that I'm quite an introvert automatically. So I don't really mind being by myself, especially when there are always people in the house. So I don't feel that like isolation where I can hear noise. Oh, there's a dog barking. Shut up. Stop barking. So there's like always people in the house, so I always feel like there's people around even though I can shut up. So, and also like, yeah, I acknowledge like I'm really privileged in the situation where I have like, I like haven't, like I'm at home at the moment, so I don't need to pay rent. I have a beautiful room here. I have a garden. I have savings. So I kind of got to the point where I was like, I cannot even like, I feel like I can't even complain in this situation, because firstly, I'm in Australia and we're in a really good position in this situation. I have a home, I have my health, like realistically, if I get it, my mortality rate is slim to none. So I really just like can't complain. And I think that has like really tapped into the gratitude. And I also stopped reading the news as much. I kind of figured that like if something good happens, I'll hear about it, and if something bad happens, I'll hear about it, and everything else in between is just white noise. Like, I know what the rules are, I know what I need to do, I don't want to listen to the rest and just freak myself out.
My mom had the news on like literally 24/7, and I was like, you have to turn it off, because it's not as bad now. I think they've chilled out a little bit. I don't know, we have it off the dog. He's just checking up on him. He does that. Hi. But it was to the point where I was like, you need to stop, because you're making yourself crazy and paranoid. And in the background, every day I'd be making a coffee and it was like, there are now cases, COVID. And I was like,
stop this. Stop. Yeah. It doesn't help.
I feel like at the beginning, they made such a hype about it. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, because
panic is good to get people to go inside.
But when you're going through it, it drives you fucking nuts. And we don't mum listens to the morning news now, we turn it off.
Yeah. So it's really important for your mental health. I think if you're someone that can sort of, you know, has like can deal with that sort of stuff and you want to be really informed, sure. But I think for me, like it was sending me into such a spiral. I wasn't sleeping. I was having panic attacks literally like every 2 seconds about something new. I was Googling like a crazy bitch. And as soon as I switched it off and I was just like, if something important comes up, if a new law is made, I'll fucking find out about it. And until such times, I'm just going to go into my little bubble. I'm going to read, have baths and bake and chill out and watch movies and take it as like a holiday, because if not, I'm going to freak myself out. And I also understand that me saying that and us saying that comes from a huge level of privilege. Like, I'm not going to say that everyone else can do that. I'm really lucky to be in a position where I can switch off. I don't have kids. I don't have a mortgage. So I just want to acknowledge that as well, that like us saying this, we're acknowledging that it's coming from like a massive place of privilege, because 100%. I mean, yeah, we're in such good positions in this awfulness. I definitely want to acknowledge that, because like especially like other places in the world, like I have friends in the US and man, like shit is fucked over there.
I have actually 3 brothers in New York at the moment. And it's just, yeah, all of my brothers
are, what are their, have you spoken to them, what is their, how are they feeling?
One of my brothers, he's fine because he works in multimedia, so he's still working, but he just said it's like it's terrifying because he's in the middle of New York and it's crazy.
It's crazy. They turned Central Park into like a hospital.
Did they?
Yeah, there's tents. They test people and they have beds there. Yeah.
Yeah, it's, yeah. So he's just like, it's a feeling. Honestly, he doesn't want to live in New York anymore after this. But yeah, he's like, it's completely just, I don't know. He's like, it's unbelievable.
You see the true colors as well. Like when a place is in crisis, you see all their systems unfold. I don't know. I think as well, I had a massive switch in thinking. What are you doing? Oh my God.
Sorry.
No, you do your thing. I had a massive switch in thinking a few weeks ago as well when I was really like spiraling. I was like, right, I need to do something about this. Firstly, turned off the news. And then I also just like was trying to look at the positives of the situation and how something like this is like brings the world together very quickly. And I think breaks down structures and systems and brings them to light. And it's also a situation where like no one is immune to this. So everyone is automatically, no matter wealth or anything, is on like this. It's like you just like eliminate status and power in a really weird way. And I think the world will come out different. And I hope stronger, different, but definitely different. And I think I realized that as well, why everyone, because even me, I was like, I'm in a really good position in this. Like, why do I feel so out of sorts? Like, it's selfish of me too. But I realized that, like, and even with me, with the notion of we're going to come out stronger, I'm like, well, why do I feel so, like, sad and anxious and depressed? And I realized that, like, we're all grieving in a really weird way. Like, we're grieving an old life. And I think grief even comes, even if you think something was worse before. It's like people that get out of like abusive relationships, they still grieve that relationship because it was like change. Like grief is change and loss, and we're losing, you know, the past 100 years of like a way of living, and it's completely being turned on its head, and the world is changing for better or for worse. Like, yeah, it's changing. And I think we need to go easy on ourselves in this. And I think that sort of leads me on to like our next point, which is what I want to sort of unpack in this episode, is this whole thing of everyone jumping on the bandwagon of like being productive in isolation. And I know in the first week I sort of went down that path, even on socials, and I committed to all these projects that I was going to do in ISO and like all this stuff. And then I was just finding myself having no energy to do it. And I think it's like really counterintuitive to tell people to be productive in this time, because we're all grieving and we're all going through it, and we've lost our jobs and the economy's changing and we're anticipating a recession. People that have friends overseas are like worried for them. We can't see our grandparents. Like, why are we now trying to fucking write a Shakespeare novel? I don't understand. Like, people, I heard this quote and it was like, Shakespeare wrote Macbeth during the plague. And I was like, is that supposed to make me feel better?
I think that stuff like that's meant to be inspirational, but it's like,
it's not. I'm like, I can't even get out of bed, let alone write a fucking novel.
But that's why I was saying, like, I didn't bother with a list of things, because I mean, like, we've spoken about this before, obviously you put a lot more pressure on yourself than I do with, you know, in certain situations, and our mental health right now is very different. So for me to not put pressure on myself, I didn't do that list. Whereas, like you're saying, if people put pressure on themselves to do these things, and then they end up being upset with themselves, being like, I've failed, I've accomplished nothing, when it's like, honestly, take this time to chill the fuck out then.
It's once in a hundred years that the world stops.
Yeah. Like, don't.
The world has literally stopped.
Yeah, it's like, it's fine.
Yeah, and if I see one more, and like I said, like, I'm not going to act like I think for the first week I went down that rabbit hole and I promoted it, and then I was like, what the fuck? No. But even this whole, like, if I see one more thing about getting fucking shredded in ISO and, like, working out 50 times a day, or if I see one more live come work out with me, I think I might shoot myself in the head.
If I see one more, no, like, leave me. If I see one more FaceTime photo shoot.
Okay, I really want to do one of them.
That's just me being judgy. This is me
okay,
being
I'm
judgy.
Not doing it then.
No.
I did do a social distance shoot the other day, though.
Okay.
Truth be told. No, but not on FaceTime, like in real life.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like he was really far away from me and we just did Zoom, like Zooming and stuff. What the fuck am I just said? That was a weirdest sentence. I need coffee. Just like Zooming and stuff, you know?
I've also become a coffee addict during this, so that's fun.
Yeah, same.
Which is weird because why? I've got nowhere to be, but yeah.
I just love coffee so much. No. Yeah, so I guess I want to talk about that. I mean, we've already spoken about it, but just that whole movement of getting skinny and writing a novel and learning how to sew and learning Mandarin. How that's gonna happen for me in the next months.
Yeah.
No. Kudos to you. But not not me. And if I do, it's because I want to do it, not because I feel like I have to be productive. Because most days, like I said, I'm finding it hard to get out of bed, to be honest. Yeah. What are some top three TV shows or movies that you've watched thus far in the past month that you would recommend and why?
Okay. Fuck, I have the worst memory. I don't even know what I watched last night. Like, my memory's so bad. But series Blacklist, which is continuous. I live for Raymond Reddington. The Blacklist is really good. It has like seven
parts.
No, but the seven series is a 7-part series. They have seven. What am I saying?
There's been seasons.
There are seven seasons. Yeah. And it's still going. So that's really good. What else have I watched? I watched Tiger King, which I'm obsessed with. Oh, so Blacklist is about these FBI agents that recruit a criminal that is on the wanted list. He's been on the wanted list like forever, but they use him as an informant and to find. Okay, so pretty much there's the same storyline, but every episode is a different
case.
Criminal that they're after. Yeah,
right. It's kind of like Suits, how it's like a new sort of case every episode, but there's like a
But it's I love crime thriller, psychological thrillers. So it's intense, but it's just amazing. It's just really good. It's really good acting. It's got a really good storyline, and I find that because there is a different case or story each episode, it keeps you interested.
Mm.
You know, instead of like a series you watch and you're like, it's the same shit every episode, like you just get
because that's what happened to me with me.
I have a really short attention span, so
same. Luckily, I need to be like, I like even watching movies. 10 minutes in, I'm like, nah.
Same. So, Blacklist is really, really good, and they're like 45 minutes each. So that will probably last you until the end of quarantine.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Perfect. I'm gonna start that.
Really good.
And I'm so depressed about it because I need.
Which one? Okay. Yeah. Which one?
Okay, so you have to watch, and I feel like it's not on Netflix. You have to get a Foxtel account, which sucks, but it's a pretty cheap Foxtel account online. Wentworth is the most underrated, I don't even know if it's underrated. I think I just didn't hear about it, so I think it's underrated.
No, but do you want to know my opinion just quickly? I'm going to sound so uncultured. I hate Australian dramas.
No, okay.
There's something about Australian accents I cannot stand.
Listen, guys. I'm fucking with you. It's bad because we have all these like rules on Australian TV. We're really conservative. So Aussie dramas suck. Like, I'm sorry. That sounds so fucking rude.
They do.
Some don't. Some don't. But the majority that you see on like our commercial televisions, not my cup of tea. Right? So a friend got cast in Wentworth, which is why I started watching it. And I kind of did it out of courtesy because I was like, okay, like I'll watch one episode with you because like you just got cast on it. But in my head, I'm like, it's an Aussie drama. So bleh. because Foxtel do it, they don't. God, you just choked on your jewel. That's disgusting. Coronavirus.
Coronavirus. It's been a week since I've had it. I'm sorry.
What's it called? Yeah. So because Foxtel produce it or host it? Well, how do you, I don't know. Whatever. They don't have to adhere to like the rules of like Aussie TV. So
yeah,
it's not like an Aussie drama. Like I'm telling you right now, it's nothing like an Aussie. Like it's so good. So good. I started from season 5, like I said. I watched like 2 episodes out of courtesy and then got hooked. Finished a season 7 and then went back and started from season 1 because I was like, I need more. It's so good. It's so good. The whole thing is like high stakes. There's never a moment, like it's like addictive. Like it's like that thing of like you must keep going because it's so high stakes. There's never like a dull moment. It's so well cast. Like the acting is incredible. Oh my God. Watch Wentworth. You won't regret it.
Okay. I'll give it a go.
Trust me.
Okay, I'll give it a go. I definitely won't, but I will. Like, I'll
tell you. No, actually, I actually think you should. I'll give you my Foxtel password. Just watch 2 episodes, and if you're not hooked, I'll be very surprised. Because you like that sort of thriller, crime, psychological. There's like a freak in it. There's like psychopath. Like, it's so good.
Okay.
Foxtel, fucking hire me. I just endorse the shit out of your Foxtel show.
Like,
they're coming out with a new season as well.
Oh my God.
Okay.
I'm in it. I'm going to be cast. Sorry, I tell you guys that I've been cast in Wentworth.
Yeah.
What else have I been watching? I really am into Netflix originals. I used to bag them, to be fair. Okay.
This sounds so stupid, but I've only just... everyone's going to be like, what the actual fuck? I've only just signed up to Netflix in my life. What is Netflix in original? How do I navigate my way around this thing? I just haven't got... I'm an Apple buyer. Like, I just buy Apple movies and Apple series. And then I got into Stan and Foxtel. I just never went on Netflix. I don't know why.
I do, Stan. So, Netflix originals, it's the same as what you were saying with Foxtel. So, it's produced by Netflix. But they're legit. But at the beginning, I was like, no, it's not real. Like...
Stop.
Like, no, I was like budget, like well, obviously,
Netflix,
but they're not
so much money. I'll take it.
I know, but me fucking just being small minded, I was like, yuck. Yeah. But
like, no, it's no, it, no.
They're amazing. Like Tiger King was, I could be wrong. I could be really wrong.
No, I think but it's I'm pretty sure. I think it's a Netflix original.
Yeah, I'm obsessed.
I'm not watching it. I refuse.
Why?
But I don't want to know. Like, the world right now is already fucked. I don't want to know any more fuckery that's happening around it. The crazy places in those small towns in America, it freaks me out.
It's years ago. It's done. It's done. It's already happened.
Yeah, but it still happens. Like, there's still people that exist that are like that.
You have to watch it.
I'll watch one. I don't know that people exist like that. I don't want to know.
Why? They're great.
Make me angry.
No, I will watch Wentworth if you watch Tiger King.
Will you actually? I will do that then.
Yeah. I've got nothing else to do, so yeah. Okay. Sure. Okay, what else have we been watching?
You know what movie I watched the other night? I don't think you'll like it, though. I don't recommend this to you. I recommend this to our audience, but I think you'll fucking hate it.
Okay.
I watched, finally, I keep getting recommended it, Portrait of a Lady on Fire. It's all in subtitles. It's French. It's about 2 women that fall. Yeah, I know. But no, it's so beautiful. It's actually not a lot of dialogue, if that makes sense. Like, it's not.
Like, I won't even watch Parasite. That's how much I hate subtitles.
Right. No, this movie's more beautiful, though. Like, it's more like a detail movie. It's really slow. Really slow. Yeah. It's not your cup of tea. I don't think you'll like it. But I recommend to anyone listening to give it a go and just acknowledge that it's going to be slow, but it's so beautiful. It's so well done. It really like encapsulates. It's about like 2 women that fall in love in like, I think it's like the 18th century, like old times. And obviously they can't be together because like, it's not really a thing then. Mm. And it really encapsulates I think if anyone listening is queer as well, it really encapsulates, I feel like, queer connections and relationships and like the details in like when you fall in love with someone and like, I don't know, it's really beautiful. It's just really beautiful. I recommend watching it. Jai, I don't know. She will watch it.
Yeah, I'll tell her. She'll
She'll love it. It's so beautiful. The acting is incredible. It's so well shot. Like, it's stunning. So yeah, recommend it to your mum.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I watched Call Me By Your Name.
I still haven't watched that. Should I watch it?
It made me want to be, I'm not even going to say it, but wow.
Do you want to be gay?
I was going to say, maybe you want to be a gay little boy, but is that rude? It is so, it's just incredible. Like you can rent, it off like iTunes for like $4 because you need it in HD. You need it in really good quality because it is stunning. Like it's set in Italy. It's so nice. It's so good.
Watch that.
It makes you giddy. You're like, ooh.
I can't believe I haven't watched it. I feel like my little sister is like obsessed with that movie. She doesn't stop talking about it.
And I thought I had watched it. And then I watched the trailer and I was like, I definitely have not seen this.
I'm realizing there's so many movies that like, I can't believe I haven't watched. Like in my head, I'm like, yeah, I've watched that. And then I'm like, wait, no, I haven't watched it.
Yeah. No, same. What else? I love all of the Hannibal Lecter. I've watched all those again. There's like five of them or something.
Not my vibe.
That's what I'm into though. Like something more lighthearted. I watched Love Is Blind.
It's, oh my God. You really have hit rock bottom. Why are people watching that fucking show?
Hear me out. Well, maths ended, so I had nothing.
Oh my God, you watched that. You crazy.
Yeah, I love reality TV. I'll admit it. I love it too,
but I draw the line at maths. Like, the feminist in me just can't do it.
Also,
The Bachelor, I'm getting to the point where I'm like, if they don't fucking put a queer bachelor in there, I'm done with that show.
I don't watch Bachelor. I don't watch any of those, but... Love Is Blind, I started watching it because everyone was talking about it, so I was like, fuck it, I'll do it. And I prefer the concept. I think the concept is really cool. So it's, do you know about it or not really?
Yeah, isn't it the concept where like they fall in love but they've never seen each other?
Yeah, so they speak to each other in pods and they get to know each other, and then once they form a connection, there's like seven guys, seven girls or something, and they talk to each other, they find their match. And then once they are sure about that person because of their personality and for who they are, aside from their appearance, and then they finally get to see them. And it's really, I don't know, it's kind of beautiful though. Like there's a moment when they first see each other and like a couple of people don't give a shit about their appearance because they just love them for who they are. Mm. But then a couple of episodes later, some people are like, I just can't shake that he's not my type. And it's like, you're all shallow assholes.
But yeah, they're all shallow.
Yeah. Well, no, I think four couples are still together. It's pretty good. I thought the concept was actually quite cool.
Yeah, maybe I'll give it a go. We'll see.
Because it is mindless watching. It's, you don't watch it if you're like watching something intellectual, because it's not.
I'm a big mindless watcher because I just feel like I'm thinking all day and working all day. I just want to watch something that I don't have to think.
I definitely cried. In one episode I cried because I was like, no, just watch it. Even my mom watched it after because she was like, okay, I'll give it a go. Look, it's nothing amazing, guys. Like, don't take my word here. But, like, I don't know. I just thought the concept was cool because on Bachelor and stuff, they pretty much just like each other because of their tits and ass. Like, it's just stupid.
Yeah, and it's always, like, white, pretty people that end up at the end of the Bachelor. Like, it's fuck. They'll chuck, like, two ethnic people in there and you're like, they're not going to win. You're just ticking the box.
Yeah, and they're all chosen because they're somewhat good-looking anyway, so it's just,
yeah.
But I don't know, it's kind of cool.
What have you been doing? Have you done any mindless tasks that you can recommend?
I've made friendship necklaces for my friends.
Where the fuck are you?
I am in quarantine.
Oh, like, did you make me one? Am I on the list?
Well, you're my friend.
I'm your best friend.
My best friend. So I did that. I've taken up. I'm not gonna say it.
What did you do?
No, well, some I get drunk sometimes, which is kind of funny.
Everyone's been drinking a lot.
It's
a bit. It's a bit worrying, though. Is it?
Well, no, it's kind of funny for me because I don't. As we all know, I don't.
You don't drink. Like, we did a whole episode on it.
Yeah. It's Mum and I were doing like, oh no, what happened? I think I don't even know how it happened. Mum was having a wine. She's like, do you want a drink? And I was like, yeah, fuck it. Got nowhere to be. So I just had a drink and I've been drinking ginger ale and vodka. Wow. And all of a sudden I'm drunk and it's funny. And like next thing you know it, Mum and I are dancing and it's just funny because you've got nowhere to be. It's not like you're going to write yourself off.
Yeah.
Like, so now I actually don't mind. Like, it's happened.
Oh God, what?
It's happened maybe 3 times now where I'm like, I'm really drunk. And then.
But like, who cares? I have nothing to do tomorrow.
Literally. And so Mum and I did a Dan Murphy's order and I think we're going to start making cocktails and learn how to make cocktails.
Oh my God, that's kind of cute. I like it.
I know. I'm not promoting it, anyone, but like, it's just funny. If you know me, you know I don't really enjoy a drink, and then to all of a sudden be loving having a drink.
Like everyone's like borderline functioning alcoholics right now.
It's so funny though. Like I'll literally be like talking to a friend or like zooming with a friend, and I'll finish a drink and I'll get up to pee, and I'm like, whoa. Pre-drinks at mine. Literally. Oh,
speaking of, have you seen Room to Radio? They're like a new like online nightclub thing where you like join in on their live stream on Friday nights and dance, and they have like different DJ sets till like 3 a.m.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I've cut like Club Mints was like doing, like a couple of people are doing that.
Doing it, yeah.
What else? I've been making necklaces, drinking, I've been reading, I've been training my dog. Not really. If Mum hears that, she'll say that's bullshit. So what else? I've been drawing. I don't know. I couldn't even tell you. I have perfected my cookie, but it's a healthy cookie.
Ooh.
So yeah. So one day I got really bored and I was like, I'm not much of a baker for sweet things. I never really bake, but I thought, why not? I've got nothing else to do. But I didn't have any ingredients. So I was like, I'll make cookies, like challenge. I'll make cookies out of everything that I have in my cupboard.
And we'll I've made them. Post the recipe like, if you guys want it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like the easiest thing and it's stuff everyone has in their cupboards. And yeah, so I've been making them and they're really good. But then I eat them all like before they've cooled down.
Oh my God, that's I made granola last night and I literally went to bed a fat pig because I just was like,
that's a bad thing because you're like
cooking it as I was eating it. I mean, making it. And I was like, oh God.
I know, but it's fine because I have heaps of oats. So I just make them like every day now.
All right. Well, before we wrap this up, because we've been talking for a while, welcome back. This is like, it's been 45 minutes.
Mm?
Yeah.
Cute.
I pose to everyone, since this is our little ISO edition and we will be unpacking topics in the future, this was sort of like our hello catch up recommendation, how y'all doing episode, but I think that each week we should give everyone a little like challenge of some sort and then share people completing it. What did you just take a fucking photo? I heard that. Okay, my challenge this week is, this is something that I'm doing. So this week I was on the phone to a friend and I love poetry. Like I read poetry every morning. It's part of my little morning routine. Yeah, I love poetry, but I fucking suck at it. I'm really bad at it. I think it's this dyslexia. It makes me like feel all weird.
Are you actually dyslexic? Can we just like can we put that on the table? Because you always joke about it, but I'm like, no, I am serious.
I literally am.
Okay, because I feel like I should know that, but I feel like you joke about it all the time, and it's one of those things like, oh, it must be colorblind, but it's no, you genuinely are.
Yeah, it's mild. I don't talk. I didn't like. I never. It's only like in the past, like maybe a few months that I'm like vocal.
But you
about
drop
it.
The bomb. You're like, haha, lol, must be dyslexic, and it's like, yeah, but bitch, are you like? Yeah, okay.
I literally am.
It's like my friend the other day, I put something up on oh, by the way, guys, I didn't mention this in what I've been doing in the past few months. I launched a run club. So if you want to run virtually.
Yeah, what have you been doing? Enough about me.
No, I forgot to say that. So I have a run club right now. I started that. If you want to join, it's virtual. Go follow us. It's fun. Anyways.
I can't believe yeah.
Have you not joined?
Can't run it.
No, but yeah. I will say we're launching a newsletter every Monday for the past and the next. We've got another 3 weeks left of our first block, like at home block. And even if you're not exercising, it's still really great. We have like experts on there, recipes, tips, like weird shit like that. So anyways, even if you're not running or exercising right now because you don't feel like it or you're injured like us, still recommend joining. Anyways, yeah. I was writing I had to write like a thing on the stories for our page. If you're wondering why I'm saying our, me and my friend Molly started it. I was writing this thing on the page and my friend M called me and was like, Kath, like you spell all this stuff wrong. And I was like, oh, fuck. And I was like, okay. Can you like correct it for me and I'll rewrite it? And she's like, just make sure you read things. And I was like, I literally reread it like 5 times.
Oh, bless.
Like I can't, like it's really bad because people like are like, or you just don't proofread. I'm like, no, like I proofread things. I don't see it. Like my eyes don't clock it.
Yeah.
Dyslexic thought. Yeah. So any of my dyslexic friends out there, like sending you love because it's fucking annoying. And it also makes you like for example, with the poetry thing, I just have this thing in my head that I'm dumb because like in school, I was always in like the special class and like couldn't read, had to have like audio books and all that. It had to be read to me and stuff. Oh, like even in class, like the teacher would explain everything and I'd be all tell us like read a thing from the textbook and I'd be like, what the fuck is happening? So with the poetry and that, it's like, I just automatically go to like, I can't do that because like, I'm not smart. Like smart people write poetry. And I was talking to my friend, Brenna, who is like so good at writing poetry. She's amazing. And she was talking about how she's doing this 21-day poetry challenge. And I was like, well, I can't do that because I can't write poetry. And she gave me like some tips on how to start and like how it's like no one will read it. And it's just like recounting thoughts and stuff. So I've been writing poetry every day. So my challenge of the week is for everyone to write a poem and share it with us because I'm going to arc up the courage and I'm going to share a poem next week that I wrote.
Oh, yes.
So everyone write a poem and we'll share a few. Huh?
Can you write one about me?
Yeah. Okay. I'll write one about Jai.
Okay. Everyone write a poem about me.
Everyone write a poem about Jai. That's a challenge. Winner gets a prize.
Boost my ego. She needs
it. That's my challenge of the week.
Should we do our favorite thing of the week? I mean, it's not really a vibe
at the moment. I think we instead would do, which is kind of what we did, but we just did an extended version of it because this is our little intro episode. Let's do like each week what we watched or read or listened to that week in isolation or did, like the cookies or whatever. Let's share that.
Yeah.
And then we'll do a challenge of the week at the end.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Thank you for listening if you made it this far. This episode was just a lot of rambling. We just thought we'd bring ourselves into your living room to create some more company. What are you doing? Can you stop? Jai, stop! Oh. Okay. Jai's lost the plot. Yeah.
I'm going to get drunk now.
Okay, Jai's going to get drunk now. I'm going to wax my face again. Bye.
Bye.